The BBC series Planet Earth was one of the first blockbuster high-definition TV shows a decade ago. Tomorrow, Planet Earth 2 debuts on BBC America, and this time it is said to be an ultra-high-def. Reporter Will Huntsbury found an early sign of its popularity. The online trailer promoting this has already been seen more than 9 million times.
The 2-minute online clip has all the tension of the best chase scene. There's just a sandy strip of ground with a baby iguana and a whole lot of hungry snakes. The baby iguana makes a dash for safety. The snakes are close behind. It's about to get away. But then, the iguana is swallowed in a swarming ball. Incredibly, it gets free. It jumps for the highest rock. And
a near miraculous escape.
David Attenborough, famed naturalist and narrator.
The lucky survivors can begin learning the unique way of life demanded by this hostile island.
Planet Earth 2 uses all the devices of narrative filmmaking. There's emotional scoring, heavy editing, and most crucially, an individual animal's struggle to survive. Along with ultra-high-definition cameras, the series uses innovations in photography like drones and lightweight steadicams to get right up next to animals. Here's the show's executive producer, Mike Gunton.
Once you're with those creatures, once you're in their world, looking at it through their eyes, you can tell a slightly more emotionally connecting story.
The biggest departure from the first series is an entire episode devoted to cities. Most of the episode shows animals thriving in human environments, until we meet sea turtle hatchlings in Barbados. Instead of heading towards the moonlight and the sea, they're heading towards the streetlights and a road.
The lights become more and more bewildering. 80% of all hatchlings on this beach are now disorientated by the lights of the town.
The series strives for wonder, but each episode of Planet Earth 2 includes at least one scene like this, illustrating nature's increasing fragility. For NPR News, I'm Will Huntsbury.